Casey, it's
yes.
Amy with Local Splash.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, just running my rear off.
Oh, what do you mean? Are you actually working on this Thursday?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't work.
No?
I'm a business owner. I don't work.
Right? You just sip margaritas and relax, right?
Sit around and hang out at the beach all day long. So.
Yep. I don't blame you one single bit.
Perfect. So, I think we want to go ahead and try to do something here. So how do we get this set up?
Cool. Let me get just a second and give me here. Let me look. Okay, Casey, it's C-A-S-E-Y?
Correct.
And then what is your last name, hun?
It is Bollman, B-O-L-L-M-A-N.
All right, Mr. Bollman. And then I have so let me pull this up because I know the address that we're going to verify for Oregon, they're in Pendleton. It's a different address than what we even have on file currently. So what is the new address?
So you can only verify one Google business per address, correct?
Per location, yeah. So NW Installations technically right now, as far as Google is concerned, has two locations. The one in Walla Walla and the one in Pendleton. But the one in Pendleton is quote-unquote temporarily closed on Google, and part of that flagging may have been the fact that the same phone number is attached to both listings. They usually like it to be different phone numbers for different locations. In addition to that, we can go ahead and we can provide you with the call tracking number in order to separate those two. All calls still come directly to you, no worries. But it does have to be a different location address. And the address that we have for you that's currently on here, we can try to re-verify at that address, but I believe you said you don't receive mail at 1708 Northwest 48th, right?
That is correct.
So what is the address in Pendleton that you do receive mail?
It's 29 Southeast Court. Street.
Southeast Court. Did you say Court?
Yeah, Court. C-O-R-T.
Okay, Court. I was going to go with the Q.
Yeah, nope. It's Court with a C. Sorry.
I got it. And then Court Avenue. I got it. And then what is the suite number you said?
217.
Got it. Okay. And then let me go over here. Give me just a second. How's your guys' weather so far today?
Oh, not too bad. It's going to get hot again.
Yeah, I feel like up
that's
there,
okay.
You guys are closer to the sun. I don't know why.
Maybe that's what it is. But
when I go visit I have some family in Spokane, Washington, and I swear to God, the light is on outside at 5:30 in the morning until 8:30 at night,
yep.
And it's bright. It's not a little bit. It is bright. And I'm like, dude, you guys have to be closer to the sun over here.
That's
makes sense, right? It is true, right? I'm not crazy. Okay. Okay, so you want to specialize, you only want to target, right? Hold on. I have it here. Wants to target. You said new garage builds, right?
Correct.
And do you want to do garage remodels?
We could do that.
Okay. Pole barns? Outbuildings?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. So you don't want to target the windows and doors and the remodeling and things like that. You're still offering those services, but you don't want to target them, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'm just notating all of that. Okay. Okay. Now, next is, what are the hours of operation, Casey?
Let's do 8 to 5.
Okay.
Friday.
My kind of guy. That's when you want the phone calls. If you choose to schedule the work outside of that, you're more than welcome to. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm sending out a series of texts, and the first one's my direct phone number and extension line. The second one is a number for client support. And I want you to be aware that when Local Splash is trying to contact you, we're going to contact you from the 877 phone number that I am sending over to you. So it's important that you program that in. I have to schedule your client interview with the technician, and I know that you are a very busy man. However, this is about a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. We do block off the entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. But this is the most important call that's going to get everything moving forward in the right direction. So did you want to schedule that like around lunchtime, maybe like around 11, or do you want to go later in the day between 3 and 4? What time is going to be best for that? Or we can even have tomorrow open.
Let's see, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday already. Let's see. I'm thinking that...
And if you do tomorrow, just real quick before you make your decision, you also have the option to go with this, or the call as early as between 7 and 8 a.m., like an early call like we have now, if that's easier for you. It does not require you in front of a computer.
Oh, it does not require a computer?
No, it does not. So we're going to send everything over via email, everything that we need from you. We're going to go over it with you verbally. We're going to program it in. We're going to take all that information. Then we're going to send everything over via email. Like, you can be in front of the computer if you just want to knock it out and get it done right then. That's great. But if you're busy and you need to talk on the go, you don't have to be in front of a computer.
Got it. I'm thinking... You said you had some time, you had one today?
I have a lot today. So I have one available in the next, between 8 and 9, 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 11 and 12, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, and 3 and 4. I've got
let's
practically
do
the whole day.
One and, okay, yeah, let's do the 1 and 2.
Okay, perfect. So again, the tech's going to call you from the 877 number, and Casey, they're going to send a text message and an email 1 hour before the appointment just to say, hey, don't forget, client interview's coming up with, between this hour. If, say, as your day unfolds, as we know they always do, and something occurs where you know you're not going to be able to make that appointment, just call or text back in and say, hey, I actually need to move it to this time or tomorrow at this time, so that we can get you squared away right away, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Now, I know that you don't have the Facebook business page. You have the personal Facebook page, and we're going to build the Facebook business page up for you. Are you logged into your Facebook currently?
No.
Okay. So during the client interview, that is the one thing that what they're going to do is they're going to walk through that with you and how to get – give us management rights so we can get those ads up and running right away, okay? I just want to make you aware of that.
Okay, that sounds good. So I'll try to go on before and either reset my password or however, whatever I have to do to log on. So
yeah, just to log on, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the last thing we're going to do, let me see here. Okay, I'm going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing's monthly, that there's no contract. But first, for the card you're putting on file, is it just your first and last name, Casey, or is there a middle initial?
Let me check. I know the business name's on it also.
Okay, NW Installations LLC.
Yeah, and it's just first and last name.
Okay, cool. And then what is the billing address for that card?
It is 301 Northwest Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M, Lane, and that's Pendleton, Oregon, 97801.
Man, you're all over Oregon, aren't you? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Alrighty. And I'm ready for, whoops, I pressed American Express. Hold on. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay. 4478.
Mm-hmm.
J. 2700.
Mm-hmm.
0129.
Mm-hmm.
0562.
Expiration month and year?
6/25.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
702.
I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment for $299. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, we're doing it right now. Got it.
We're doing
it. I thought you were telling me what the recorded voice was going to say.
No, this is what it is. We're there.
Got it. Business name is NW Installations LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Casey Zolman, and I am the owner-manager.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup is being charged for today's date, which is August 25th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $299 for the all-inclusive platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever, Casey. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 25th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you please contact myself or client support within 3 days of the billing anytime after the month of October 25th. So the 25th is the billing date. After October 25th, because remember, we asked for those first 2 months that you verbally commit to stick the program out. So if you want to cancel or pause the service, you would need to call within 3 days of the billing anytime after the month of October. So by October 22nd, November 22nd, December 22nd, anytime like that, okay?
Got it.
Okay. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send out one last little thing. Am I on speakerphone?
You're on a Bluetooth.
Cool. I'm sending you a text real quick. Go ahead and pull this text up. It's going to be a clickable link. Once you open that up, what it's going to do is it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is literally everything I verbally promised to provide for you in writing with the exact delivery dates and client responsiveness. Go ahead and scroll down to the bottom and then click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company and you are the cardholder, and then type in your first and last name.
Okay. And is that, are you sending that to the 425 number or the 541 number?
I only have the 425 number. Is there a different number I should be sending to?
No, that's my personal. The other number is my personal, so I wasn't sure which one you had. So,
right.
has not come through yet.
Really? It shows me that it's through. Hold on. You can receive texts like that, right?
Yeah.
On that number? Let
yep.
me try this way. Hold on. Very strange.
There it is.
Beautiful. Okay. Did the other text go through as well? Or no? They didn't, huh?
No.
Oh,
no,
I have
one from...
Okay.
I went from Jazz.
No, that's
like
from way
May,
before. Let me... Yeah, let me go ahead and resend with this so that way it's going good for you. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I have local slash terms. Here it is.
Perfect.
The website.
Yep.
Hey, this is Amy.
That's me.
Let's get your business done.
Yeah, go ahead and click on the terms and then just scroll through there. You'll see everything in that. A copy of that has been sent over via email as well. So you have that for your record. Okay.
I certify, sign, put here to type your name. Where is my name on here? I don't see it. Did you use my middle initial or no?
I did not because you didn't even give it to me.
Oh, okay, cool. Confirm signature.
Yeah. And then it should take you to a screen asking for username and password. Oh, it didn't go.
It says, you have an extra B in my name.
How do I have an
the
extra
B? The last name is, yeah. The last name is Z-O-L-L.
See, I thought you said Z at the, when you said Casey Zolman, I thought you said Zolman, and then I was like, did he say Zolman, or did he say Bowman? I'm like, hold on, I'm going to resend it right
That's
now. Hold
no
on.
Good, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not really, I guess it's both of our faults that I should have said B as in boy or Z as in zebra, you know, like. Hold on. I'm just refreshing it and resending it. And now that the account is refreshed with the proper last name, we're going to go one more time, my friend. Here we go. Okay. It just came over. Should be coming over to you right now.
Okay.
It's in the whole big message, okay?
There it is. Yep, got it.
Perfect.
Phone number, me, there we go.
And you were sweet. You said you put an extra B. Well, I didn't even put an extra B. I just put the wrong letter.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
Well, that's what I get for reading while I'm driving. Uh-oh.
That's okay.
So, username and password.
So, don't worry about that just yet, because we're going to send, we have to create the account, we have to set everything
Got
up.
It.
You're going to get the credentials via email, okay?
Perfect.
Yeah, you're going to get those credentials via email, absolutely no worries. So, for right now, Casey, your next step is just to be aware that that call is coming from the 877 phone number, okay? And I've locked it in for us to send text to you through the 951 number, so that's how you'll know it's us for sure coming in, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then how far out did you want to target? Did you want to target? I know in the notes here that he had put, like, you were going willing to go 75 miles, but when you and I spoke, you had mentioned that you wanted to stay closer to home. Did you want to keep that around 50 miles?
Yeah, I kind of was looking at as the crow flies, and when we go
mm-hmm.
out 75, we have to cross several passes, and so I'd rather just 50 would be better.
Right, and then on the website itself that we're going to build you, Casey, we have the availability to do payment integration, so you're able to take payments straight off the site via electronic payments that you already have. So do you have like a PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or Cash App?
Yeah, I have those.
Okay, they'll go over payment integration with you during client onboarding, okay?
Okay.
That way you can just choose to take payment straight off the site. Say you send some guys out to do some work. If you really ever do get that margarita and sit on the beach, then you can tell them just to pay through the website, and those funds go straight to you. They don't filter through Local Splash.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. All right. So you are all set. And it was a pleasure taking care of you today. Welcome to Local Splash.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And you have business license and insurance, right?
Yep, yep. We're licensed and insured in both Oregon and Washington.
Okay. And if you ever want to get that second location, the Walla Walla location, up and going, I can actually do it at a discounted rate because you already have one account with us. I can do it at $249, okay?
Okay, yeah, that was for a different project where I have my Washington license. So, I mean, for this, I really want to focus on this area. So.
Okay, cool. Okay, awesome. And then you're getting rid of Town Square, right?
Yeah, I'm going to give them a call hopefully this afternoon.
Okay, beautiful. I'm notating the account here, and we're going to go ahead and verify. It shouldn't be a problem. We shouldn't have to wait because we're going to verify that other address for the Pendleton location and get that going, okay?
Perfect.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.